Kelly, do you ever, I mean, your husband is a realtor, so he deals with houses and streets and all that stuff.
Yes.
Do you know if he ever has a, maybe a client or he's trying to sell a house on a certain street and he's having trouble because of the name of the street?
No, he's never encountered that.
Because the other day we're driving on Taylorsville Road and there's a street called Dupe. And no disrespect to anybody who has a house on Dupe.
Like
D-O-U-P.
Okay.
But like my wife and I were talking and going, I don't know if I want to tell anybody where I lived.
Why?
If I had a house on Dupe. Because it's an odd name.
You're acting as if it's Penile Road.
That's another one.
Okay.
But see, Penile Road, I think it has the opposite effect.
Oh, you people, everyone wants to live there?
I would think that might be.
Because they want to say that?
I know. That might be a fun little.
Maybe.
Like conversation piece. Like, hey, where do you live? I live on 123 Penile Road.
Yep. That's great.
Yeah. But like a street name like Dupe, you might be like, I mean, I kind of like the house, especially if you are, if you're looking to move and there's a toss up between a house on Dupe and a house on some other street. Are you choosing the house that has the better street name?
No. Mm-mm. It's not a factor.
That's not a factor for you. Well, apparently it is to me and my wife.
Oh, wow.
Apparently that is a thing.
Well, thank you. I would never use that as a barometer
a
of like
deciding factor.
No, it's the house.
Sure.
The house,
of course.
The lot, the neighborhood, all of
course.
That's going to matter more.
The neighborhood is great.
I've never once considered the name of the street.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
I used to live on Blueberry Way.
What a great, see, that's a great name.
It makes, yes, makes you feel like you're living in like Strawberry Shortcake Land.
Yes.
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 I like it. Yeah.
But like, you know, even like a Billy Goat, like a Billy Goat Strut, or if you lived on that, that might be kind of fun to say, right?
Okay. But Dupe is a no-go for you?
Apparently.
Why?
I don't know. And again, no disrespect to anybody who lives there.
Is it a great house? You need to get over that if it's a great house.
We're not even looking at a house on Dupe. We're not even looking to move. But it was just one of those conversation pieces where we're driving by and going, do you think the people that live on Dupe tell people that they live on Dupe?
Probably. If they want people to come over to their party.
Come over to their party.
Yes. Like, I have never, ever. Oh, well, now here come all of the other names that we should probably be worried about. Allison Cumcock.
See, again,
is that a
road
street?
If you're looking at a house on one of those streets.
Yeah. There's a street off Bardstown Road called Dreams End Drive.
Right.
This is where you go. Where dreams end.
Right. So, if you're looking at a house on one of those streets,
yeah.
Are you going, you know what? I don't care about the street name. The house is what I want.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm going in regardless of whether or not I live on Penile Road or like Sarah, I live on Morning Glory.
Yes, absolutely. Courtney says there was a Penile Baptist Church off Greenbelt for years.
Right.
Wow.
Right, exactly.
They named the church.
Sarah said, I thought that Morning Glory was a cute name until people kept laughing at
it. Right. Yep. Yep. The Snickers. Sure.
But again,
would not deter me.
It wouldn't.
Would not.
See,
nope.
Well done, Kelly.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, that is good.
Mm-hmm.
That is good. I mean, you don't let things like street names deter you.
That's dumb.
That's dumb. Like a sissy court.
Sissy court. That's great. Well, could be like,
where do you live? Sissy court.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. I wouldn't see a problem with that.
Okay. I don't know. I just, as we were, again, no disrespect to the people of Dupe.
Okay, listen. This is what I've learned about you in the last couple of days. That you're judging people, or you fear being judged based on your windshield wiper speed when it's raining, and now B, you judge street names. Like, that would be a deterrent for you living on a certain street name if you thought it was not great. Okay, I'm learning. We're learning things.
You're getting me in a nutshell.
A little bit. So. A little bit. Okay.
All right. Well, obviously, that not an issue for you.
Yeah, I've never once thought about windshield wiper speed, and I never once thought about, like, or hesitated on a street name.
Yeah. All right.
Never will. I would love to live on Pinal Road.
I'm sure you would.
I knew that we were going to probably center in on that one and linger for a little bit.
But again, Pinal Road is a conversation piece.
Absolutely.
So I almost feel like it has the opposite effect. Oh. Like I said earlier.
So that might put it at the top of your list.
If I'm looking at a house and they're equal on Pinal Road versus like Main Street, I might be like, you know what? Let's live on Pinal.
Okay. That's great.
Let's go to Pinal.
That's great. See, I am looking much more at the setting of the house. Does the house have all the things we need?
Of course.
Really not going to matter.
It's the same.
So let's say you found your perfect house. Perfect dwelling. Like, if you sketched it out, if you wrote it all down, it checks off all the boxes. But it's on Dupe Street. Are you buying it?
Probably not.
What?
Probably not.
I can't. I cannot with you.
Another house will come.
Really?
There will be another house.
I cannot.
It's all right.
All right.
All right. So I just had a question, and apparently
it was a dumb one.
It's a dumb one for Kelly.